It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani dumelang abshini molweni. Bonjour. For the 91st time. Yo, my counting. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is Umlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. One of the persons I buzz with is ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Even after the after 90 episodes, still the first lady of the house. Oskumi, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. 91 now.
In human years, that is an achievement.
Gee whiskers.
Yeah. Jeez. If you live up to 91.
Blessings and plus.
You've done the things.
I think we've done the things. Has this been a good week?
It's been an okay week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, like nothing exciting is happening in my life right now.
Okay.
You know, the only thing exciting is that, you know, the weather is finally
opening up,
cooperating. You know, Mother Nature is being friendly. Other than that, nothing exciting is happening in my life.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna rub it in.
Please do not.
I'm not gonna rub it in. No, I'm not gonna. Yeah, let me not. But place you can definitely be brightened up and open up like the weather is our social media platforms, and be highly interactive with us. Today we have arguably one of my favorite episodes and one of my favorite conversations. Oskumi, do the honors.
Okay, so we have spoken about sex toys.
Yes.
To the high heavens and back.
Yes.
You know, but today we are going to switch it up a bit.
Yes.
We are going to ask the question,
mm-hmm.
What role do sex toys play in fantasies? We all have fantasies.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to be tied up, you know, you want to be...
BDSM, yes.
Yes, BDSM, you know, you want to dress up, you want to do this, you want to do that. But how do you do those things? You know, you need special apparatus to do that. You need special toys.
To do that.
So we are going to be talking about sex toys and the role that they play
in fantasies.
In sexual fantasy.
Oh, yes. So if I've once worked at an events company as an intern, and an event is as good as its decor, as good as its cutlery, it's as good as its all the things that are
aesthetics.
The aesthetics, right? And I think that's what sex toys are, right? They are that aesthetic when it comes to sex. And we're going to be talking about all of that. How do you introduce it? You know, how do you introduce the conversation around sexual fantasies in terms of toys without sounding like you are being offensive, without sounding like you're sexist.
You're a freak.
Or you're a freak and that sort of thing. We're going to have that conversation. And again, it just made proper sense. We took a drive down just before Ufitla Mo. What do they call this? Oh, Para Hospital. Sorry. I went blank for a second. Before you get to Para, there's a specific short left you take just after the BP garage.
As I like to call it, the happiest place on earth.
The happiest pit stop you can take. take a short left at the G-Spot lifestyle. One of the most...
Love.
I've never been to heaven, but I would assume
that's what it looks like, right? Thank you.
But it looks something like
that. It must be.
And we're speaking to the owner, beautiful owner, as beautiful as the shop is. Osmar Tabo, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Thank you again. All right, thank you for the brilliant and beautiful introduction yet again.
We're trying, guys.
We aim to please.
Like your shop. We're competing with your shop.
And it's getting super hot, really, and it's getting me all flustered.
Ask.
I'm blushing and trying to fan myself.
It's
so hot today.
It is. The weather gods have opened, and we can't wait. And we're happy. We've been in winter for the longest of time. But we're talking about sexual fantasies and the role of sex toys. In case some people have missed some of the things that you've always reiterated when we speak about sex toys, or when we speak about introducing something new when it comes to the whole sexual experience, how easy and difficult is it, you know, to do it without offending, without stepping on people's toes? How easy or difficult is it?
Sure. Okay, it's a very broad question. And I think one that doesn't have a straightforward answer. One, remember, I'm talking from my personal perspective and my own experiences. However, I would like to believe that for the most, it's not an easy topic. But how do you, number one, talk about sex with your partner? How comfortable are you in having that engagement? And then after breaking that barrier is, What feels safe? What feels safe for the individual that is asking? Number one, Gary, as you guys said, it's fear of being judged, I would assume. Or so what is wrong with this person and their freakiness? So past that barrier, then I think it would have to be a conversation that you are both consenting to. So how comfortable are you, my partner, for us to explore this other world, and how effective is that communication happening? Remember, I think communication supersedes and exceeds everything else. So it's the how in the communication again that that plays a major factor.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another broad question, and hopefully, maybe you'll be able to sort of narrow it down, right? So when we're speaking about sexual fantasies and sexual fantasies, as a retailer, what are some of the sex toys that jump into mind?
Yeah, any toy can be fulfill your fantasies. Okay, fine. Let's take one step back.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you guys defining fantasies? Let's start there. What do you think a fantasy is, and what do you think it aims to achieve?
I think
before even toys.
I think for me, and it's a brilliant question. I think sexual fantasy it's probably like you said it. I think you touched on it in your previous explanation, where it is now pushing, for me, it's pushing the envelope, or it's saying, so whatever that we used to, let's enhance it, right? It's saying we used to watching a TV on a 72 centimeters, so let's watch it on a flat screen 108 centimeters. It's saying that we used to this sort of routinical thing, so let's rather try this, right? But also for me, it speaks to things that when somebody asks you what you want to be when you grow up, and you say I want to be this and this and this because of this and this and this and that and that, because it's a benchmark to say it's something that you aspire to, and if we bring it to the sexual context, it's something to say, what is something that we aspire to? Because I believe sexually we also have expectations and goals, as we should actually, to say this is what we want to do, this is what we want to achieve. And maybe I'm basing it a lot, and I'd love to, if I can, people must read the book called The Sexual Bible. I think it's chapter 3 or 4, which speaks about sexual fantasies and the importance of allowing people to create a world where both of you can have even greater fun.
So as long as we obviously in sync and agreeing on that. So I think it's a world that is outside of the common realities, and the day-to-day activities. possible. So that's like it is a world that you created, these mental images that you have, like you're in your world of something that you are obviously aspiring to, wishing for, and hoping that you can do. And it's all completely normal, guys. I think we all do have fantasies of sorts, and it does not make we shouldn't be ashamed about it. And I think we should come to a point of being able to speak freely about them. But as you guys know, which I mean, this is again still not an easy topic to talk about, guys, whether we want to admit to it or not. Nali, obviously, people that do have fantasies, but they just don't know how to verbalize them. And again, your opening question is, how do I tell my partner what my fantasies are? Is that a normal conversation?
I see. Khumi?
So now, I've been to your store, and like I said, it's the happiest place on earth. I don't care what anybody says about Disney World. They have not been to the G-spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I saw the last time we were there, you guys have like sex swings and everything else. And cuffs and whips and chains, and you name it.
Board games,
you know. So if, for instance,
you name it, it's there. Yes.
For instance, let's say maybe I feel like I wanna be a dominatrix in the bedroom. I wanna dominate my man.
Yep. Yeah.
Or I want us to try the sex swing. How do I broach the subject? Because first of all, we have to be honest. Our African brothers are not as open-minded as we'd like them to be.
Absolutely.
And they're not as open-minded as they think they are. About other things, yes, but about sex, not necessarily.
Not.
You know, so how do I then get him to get into the car and to drive to the G-spot and for us to buy the whip and the chains and the swing? And their beads, because that's my fantasy. That's my fantasy, and as Mutwaka, I want him to fulfill my fantasy, to make my fantasy come true. Yes, and I want him to come with me
to
get these toys so that we can have fun together.
Okay, so here's an idea. An idea of making it a date night. So no, we chose at 7, I guess.
Okay.
So maybe around 5, 6, just invite him. Okay, so please, can you take a drive? I'd like us to go somewhere. I assume it might be a softer conversation to land. And then when you get to the store, then you pick out some few items and tell him, sorry, this is what I would like to try out. How do you feel about it? Remember, you also need to get consent. Because you might be doing something that is totally not in sync with what he's wanting.
Yeah.
So suss out how he feels about what you are wanting to do, what you're intending. You might get a no, but that's the worst case. It can go the other way. And like, geez, I've been waiting for this. Why had you not said it sooner? The worst case is no, but you've got more to gain. But yes, I'm saying it is the communication element, guys. I think we again fall into the trap of making assumptions about what the other person might think or how they might react. So let's just start, I think, having honest, open conversations of, dude, this is me. This is what I would like to try. How do you feel about it? I think get that one in first to say, how do you feel about it? So he doesn't feel ambushed or doesn't feel like he's doing something that he is not totally okay with.
Yes.
So just put in that how do you feel about it? You might get a very positive response that you were not expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, just ask. Open up that communication, like that. I think that's the only way to get past this barrier that you put in place. If you're not talking, how on earth are we expecting to get what you want?
What's the
are you sitting with this fantasy now? No, but I'm saying, you're sitting with this fantasy right now, right? Mm-hmm. It is there. You verbalized it. You verbalized it to the both of us, but you haven't said it to the person that needs to hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, again, posing it to you. So how are you going to do it? Because you remember, Mateva is not in your relationship, eh?
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, tonight, when you see your person, how are you going to get him to come to the G spot with you?
So, what's the craziest fantasy that you've heard? I'm sure you've heard a few. I'm sure you've heard a couple.
Guys, as I said, okay, let's normalize that everything is okay, ne? When it comes to sexuality.
Yes, there's nothing crazy.
As long as there's nothing crazy, right? As long as it is legal, ne? Legal as in there's no underage activities that are happening. Ne? As long as it is ethical, ne? I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. As long as it is safe, as long as it is ethical and it is legal, nothing then should be out of bounds, guys. There's common and typical fantasies. I think that everyone, well, not everyone, but that many people would allude to, which is anal sex, which is group sex. It's a big one. Mm-hmm. Oral sex, obviously that. It's not, BDSM. The whips and chains and cuts and hanging from ceilings, the dominance, that's all pretty normal. Dressing up. Okay? Dressing up in different characters and role playing. I think role play is it's also quite a big one. Yeah? And role switching as well.
Yes.
But I think it talks to the dominance thing that you're talking about, part of the BDSM.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Gary, as you said, fantasy, this is something that you want to escape from your reality, guys.
Mm.
So if I'm in, again, just using typical example, so if I'm on a normal day, a high-powered individual that is always taking the lead, always making decisions, and always at the forefront, maybe when it comes to the sexual role, I want to be the one now that is more on the submissive end and letting someone else take over.
Yeah, yeah.
When that's where those power dynamics are shifting.
Mm.
That in my usual normal world, I am up here, but for now, I want to feel vulnerable. I want to feel open. I want to feel dominated. Yeah, more. I think there's also, part of that element of going outside my normal reality, as we had alluded to earlier.
I see.
And I think, the excitement, I think anything that is taboo, Braille builds a lot of excitement, ne?
Yes.
And some things that are forbidden. So, sex in a public place, like, sex on the beach, I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
There's even
beach.
A drink that is named that is named after it.
Yeah.
Remember, there's in public places, it's something that brings excitement because it is taboo. So what's
going to
happen
caught.
If you get caught? The thrill, what's going to happen?
Okay, you see, it's triggered.
What's going to happen?
Wow, Mlu's triggered. Wow.
Why is it triggered?
Yeah.
And then obviously,
if trees could talk, if some trees could talk.
Wow, they did that.
Yeah,
okay.
so it's gonna.
And King, so what are the other typical? I think King, there's also a song, like Chains and Whips, guys. Who sings that song? Is it Rihanna?
Isn't it
Chains and Whips? It is. Yeah, but do you see now how all of these fantasies tie into the music that you listen to, what you're consuming, and all of that? It's chains and whips. It is a fantasy. I want to be tied up. I want to be whipped. What is that representing for the singer?
Hey, of course.
I wish you could see Mlu right now. Like, he is triggered.
Chill off.
Why triggered? Okay, so
I'm,
one. Okay, no, so
No, I'm privileged when I was my tab to be in a space where to be sexually liberated. One, to be
liberated.
Two, to be okay. sexually open so, to new ideas. And hence,
Now just quickly. Sorry, this one is like kind of a nice one actually, né? Of incorporating toys into the play. Sorry, so a threesome without a third person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you articulate that one? Here, I've just given you a line that someone said to do fantasies and toys. So it feels like a threesome without the third person.
Oh, Louis the third person. Oh, that's what I call my special toy.
Oh, Louis.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the third person.
Okay. So Louis comes in. Okay, that's like, but remember the group sex thing is also a thing where people fantasize about having sex with more than one partner at a time.
Yep.
So taking that away, you bring in a toy. You're having a threesome without the third person. Does it not work?
Let's admin. Yeah. Osman Tabo, finally, before you go, we've talked about now quite a range of methods, and also some of the we've also touched on some of the sex toys that are also available. But can you say are there like beginners where we can start? Like Oskum, I heard talk about handcuffs, talk about whips. Is that a good place to start?
So cuffs are always a go-to. So cuffs and blindfolds. I don't know what us black people heard about cuffs, but yeah. So cuffs are a big thing. So cuffs, blindfold, and something as simple as eyes, guys. You know what the eyes is a sex toy?
Do you know that? Eyes, right?
Eyes, like ice cubes. Yes, like ice cubes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I fully agree.
Yes. So handcuffs, a blindfold. Like you're wanting to start small.
Mm.
A blindfold, cuts, and ice cubes to test out your different sensations and pressure points. But I will always keep harping on, guys. Now remember, it's self-discovery and discovering yourself with your partner. So you would have to try and use different methods, different toys, even a feather, guys. You know, like a feather from a bird.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, bo. That you can use to test out your different pleasure points and what works for you.
Whoa. I tell you what, you've ruffled some feathers and you've also broken some ice. I can't wait. I can't wait. This show can't end any sooner. Mm-hmm. So that we just start on that. But
you need to allow more time for it.
don't worry. We are in conversation. The powers have agreed that Ritabe really more. I think in November to celebrate our 100th episode.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, the powers have been have agreed. We're gonna be there. We've got a special gift also for you, for always being amazing.
You are my gift to Ken.
It's a
mutual relationship.
It's always you're always the go-to person.
Mutually beneficial.
You understand. So big thank you. Your social media handles for people that I don't know which planet you would be on if they don't know which social media handles people can get you on.
G-spot love spell, ne? Love. L-O-V-E.
Okay.
Guys, not life.
Yes.
Yeah, so G-spot.
G-spot lifestyle, yes.
Yeah, G-spot lifestyle, yes. So across all social media, so you should be able to find this.
Okay.
And yes, we are right across the road from the big hospital. You cannot miss us in Soweto and at Omonde Shopping Center as well.
Okay.
In Joburg South.
All right. Thank you so much, Osman Tabo. Have a lovely weekend.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, you too.
Yes.
And we'll chat again soon. Thank you, guys.
We will.
Thank you, Matabo.
Okay. You're always a pleasure. Bye-bye, guys.
Cheers. What a fascinating conversation.
Man.
Triggered. I had images.
You were having flashbacks.
Like, Jehov.
Like you were having some major, major sex flashbacks.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to say this, and I am proof of the pudding, literally. Invest in the proper knowledge of sex. Otherwise, you are starving yourself of a good experience. It's important. The book I've mentioned, I've actually got it on PDF, free. I've shared it with you. It is eye-opening. And it's refreshing to... And these platforms, this podcast, is a platform where we learn. Even us sitting on the microphone, we come here sometimes with preconceived conceptions, and then we come here and then we have to unlearn some of the things that we've also. And there's sex, like the book says, sex is not a thing where you say you never, you know, ever.
No, you cannot.
You understand? So it's an evolving thing, and I think as guys we need to understand, Khori, it's not a mundane penetrative and that's it. School's out. So there's a whole experience. And fantasies, like we're speaking about, does not necessarily, like you were speaking, does not only speak to, I want to have sex with Kanimbao and Banbani together. I want Idris Elba. And it's beyond
but
that.
I think in order for you to explore, you must first know what you want.
Yep, true.
And you must also know where your boundaries are.
Yep.
You know. Mm. Because you might find somebody who says, but now I like this, can we try it? Only to find that's where your boundary lies.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who once told me that she likes being choked.
Mm.
That could never work for me because I am paranoid as hell.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what if now this person
it goes beyond.
Presses a bit too hard and then, you know, suffocates my windpipes and then it's tickets.
Mm.
You know, go with Jang Mudimik Fitlalodimo. You know what I mean? So that I know is my boundary, you know. Before you can explore your fantasies and you can help your partner explore their fantasies, everybody must know where their boundaries are. You never want to cross those boundaries and make the other person feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you know where it comes to? Self-pleasure.
Knowledge of
self-pleasure. The first chapter in this book speaks about the role of masturbation.
Yeah.
It is unfair, like the author said, to place your sexual pleasures on the hands or on the organs of somebody else. If you don't know what you want, how the hell do you expect the next person to help discover what you want?
Exactly. You must know yourself and you must know what you want and what gives you pleasure and satisfaction. It'll be easier. If you know those things, it'll be easier for you to guide the other person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what all of this conversation was. Sex is a beautiful thing, guys. And once you discover, and once fantasies are, like Khumi said, done within the confinements of where you're both comfortable.
And to just say, listen, the fantasies that you have, they can come true.
Yes.
Because there are places like the G-spot lifestyle. Yeah. You know, they are there to help you make whatever fantasies that you have
come true. Exactly.
You know, so you don't have to limit yourself with just your fantasies about having sex in the parking lot.
Come on.
I mean, if you want to do more things, if you want to swing from the chandelier, you can swing from the chandelier.
Yeah, there's a specific toy, Inji. So we saw.
And it supports both weights.
Thank you. Yes. I tell you a place where we're fully supporting all of us, and that supports all of us, it's our social media platforms. Is Khumi.
We are still on Facebook.
Yes.
Under the name Daily Sun.
Yebo.
Or you can tweet us still at Daily Sun SA.
Yebo.
And you can still find us at our beautiful forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/ Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many others. A big thank you to Osma Tabo And a big thank you to you for listening, guys. We are counting down to 100 episodes. And yeah, we're excited, man. The PSAs are over. Guys, condomize. Please drink lots of water. Like you heard her, it's very, very hot now. The weather's becoming a bit warm. Please make sure that you're sunscreening. Invest in sunscreen soon. It's gonna get hot. But everything else, as Oskumi would say, we are old people, guys. Let us look after ourselves.
Yeah, please. Let's just be responsible, honestly.
But otherwise, guys, for me, Mlungisi Simpele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, or like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still on the CIB and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.